wrote this. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, they will be making a recording this fall, appearing together. But for now, please listen live to Rodney Miller, Paul Katopish, David Kahn, and Daniel Steinberg.
Mic here. Well, it certainly is a pleasure to be in Elkins, to be invited down by the Augusta Heritage Center, which is a center for preserving and promoting the traditional arts heritage. And kind of in traveling from place to place, we come across different traditions in different areas, and I discovered a new one last night that I had never seen, which is, I guess, is unique to West Virginia. And that is somebody, if you're on a hill or a stairway or something, if you stand a couple of steps down and somebody stands a couple of steps above with a bag of popcorn, they take the popcorn and you stand in the lower step and you open your mouth and they try to shoot it into your mouth. And if you catch one, then you have to bark like a dog. And I mean,
that's rough.
Even that one is strange to me.
That explains our music.
So, we'd like to open our set with some traditional reels, Moving Cloud into Thornton's reel, followed by the Reconciliation.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
That was a southern tune called Greasy Coat, and we're going to follow that with a tune called Bad Hair. And this is an original tune from moi, and it involves a little story behind it. Four-year-old daughter, Elvira, a few years ago went to a shopping mall and had never really experienced the sight of a mannequin in a store all dressed up. And there were a couple of them as we walked into this department store. And one was dressed in a very pretty spring dress, and the other had a black, sparkly, hot pink skirt on, blouse, and hair that was in spikes coming out in big yellow streamers and pink streamers. And she must have stared at those for a number of minutes and finally turned around and pointed to the spiked one and said, "That one has bad hair." And anyway, that's the inspiration for this next tune.
Sounds it too.
The second part has a few spiked hair spots.
Set of tunes will be a couple of bores from
France. They're modern compositions in the style of old traditional tunes, but they're modern compositions, and you'll be able to tell why. And those of you who've been coming to the French dancing class all week can do the Bourré in the aisles here while we're playing. We talked today about leaning into the steps. The slope of the aisle should help you get that.
Feature Rodney Miller on this next set. I guess we feature him on all the sets, but we'll feature him once again on this one. The first one is a fiddle tune from Jean Carignan, the great French-Canadian fiddle player, written to make the fiddle sound like bagpipes. And then we'll follow that by a tune we learned from a Shetland band, a Shetland Island fiddle tune called Christmas Day in the Morning, which we got from a band over there called Garcer's Dream Band, which featured a version with solitary fiddle and then screaming Jimi Hendrix electric guitar, which we found irresistible. And then we'll wind up this set with a tune from the very early days of this country, a colonial dance tune called The Young Widow.
¶¶
We'll close out here with another Jean Carignan tune. And this is a dance tune. This is dance week. If you feel like joining us, there's plenty of room. This is a dance floor all week, and we'd happy to invite you up to dance the last polka for the evening. This is the American polka.
Thank you.